We got some hot news off the press. This came out actually on April 15th, just a couple days ago, from Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, soon to be VA. And here's what's going on. The mortgage industry is coming in and helping the real estate industry adjust how essentially fees are displayed or how they get contributed in a real estate transaction to account for the new proposed NAR settlement agreement that will go into effect come here end of July. So I'm going to read this because this is massive news. And then Steve, if you could break this down as to what it actually means for the real estate agents who listen and watch the show. So here's what it says. It says real estate commission and interested party contributions. So we are aware of the proposed settlement agreement subject to court approval announced by the National Association of Realtors in the Burnett and Morrill cases. While there are no immediate changes to our selling guide policies, we are clarifying the current treatment of seller paid real estate agent fees under our interested party contributions. They call these IPCs. And here's what it says. It says that the seller's guide B3 4.1-02 interested party contributions permits interested parties, including property sellers, to make contribution to the borrower's closing costs subject to maximum limits ranging between 2% and 9% of property value. Typical fees and closing costs paid by a seller in accordance with local custom known as common and customary fees or cost are not subject to the IPC limits described in the selling guide. Types of interested party contributions. If a seller or seller's real estate agent continues to pay the buyer's real estate agent commission in accordance with local, common, and customary practices, these amounts are not required to be counted towards the IPC limits for the transaction. So this is massive, massive news. So tell us, put this into practical terms for us, Steve, is what this means.
So the simplest way to put it is that the agent, so a seller and a seller's agent paying buyer's agent commissions are not going to count toward the typical seller concession limits. So to differentiate the two, so the two numbers really that you said during that explanation are between 2% and 9%. So that doesn't have anything to do with commissions or limits on commissions. What that is representative of are current limits on seller concessions for a transaction. So, and for instance, an investment property purchase is limited to 2% seller concessions. An FHA transaction is limited to 6% seller concessions. And then a conventional transaction is 3% concessions, 6% concessions, or 9% concessions, depending on how much money you're putting down. So that's what the between 2 and 9% represents. And what this statement is saying is that those are all, when you factor in what we call the interested party contributions, a lot of the concern in the real estate industry was like, okay, if somebody's offering to pay this real estate commission through the seller concessions, that limits that seller concession. And then is it worth it for the buyer to have a buyer's agent if they're taking away a concession? A concession is a good thing, whether you're getting free money or hot dogs at a basketball game, concession is always a good thing when you're on the buying end of a transaction. So what they're saying is that this will not interfere with that concession amount or that concession percentage in any of those transactions.
It's amazing. So essentially, the when a buyer writes an offer on a home, they could essentially ask for, in the negotiation, 3% seller concession to go towards their prepaids and closing costs. And then another 3% for buyer agent compensation, and that would be allowed under this new proposed mortgage update. Is that right?
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. This is the, I think, where no one has a crystal ball, but everyone's trying to figure out, okay, what's going to be the new norm, right? Everyone's got an opinion on how this thing will go. Some people are saying, well, yeah, I'll have the buyer pay the buyer agent commission just out of their pocket. They'll just pay me directly. Some people are like, dude, that's ridiculous. There's no buyer that would ever do that. They're going to go directly to the listing agent and they might not need a buyer agent. Some people say, well, it's going to be very similar to how it is now, where a listing agent, Steve, would meet with the seller, secure the listing for the fee in which they charge, call it 3%, not collect the buyer agent commission because you no longer can do that, and then go to the market. Buyer agent submits an offer on the property and says, hey, Mr. Seller, we'll give you X, Y, and Z price, and I would like to get compensated 2 or 3%, of which can be negotiated. So what do you think will be the new norm when these changes go into effect in July?
So I think it'll be exactly that. I think it'll be a section in the purchase contract, which is essentially going to be that agent asking to pay the buyer's agent, or asking the seller to pay the buyer's agent commission as part of that offer presented, which does now make that number negotiable. And I don't know, I've never listed a home or been in a listing consultation before. So I don't know, do you set that? I'm assuming any agent's going to walk into that and say, to get the best buyers, we're going to want to have a willingness to pay that buyer's agent to bring them into the property. So, I do think that it's essentially just going to be a new line item, and eventually one day we'll settle on something that becomes the standard.
Yeah, I'm 100% in agreement. I've been, thinking about this day and night, right? Trying to educate the agents that I coach and try to get ahead of this for the community to help these real estate agents navigate a lot of their uncertainty. And yeah. I believe that is exactly what it's going to be, is that because I'll, let me just add one thing and then you can jump in. A listing agent will go on a listing appointment and they will communicate to the seller to say, Mr. or Mrs. Seller, the way it was before is we would have to collect compensation to offer to buyer agents ahead of time. Now we don't have to do that anymore. And so I charge X to represent you in the sale of your home. You'll negotiate that between the seller and listing agent. And the expectation you'll set is the way it works now is this: we're going to enter the market, and most likely what's going to happen is we want every agent who's got a willing and able buyer, who's willing to give you the best offer on the home, we want them to bring their buyers. When they do and they submit an offer, what is most likely is they're going to ask to get paid. Nobody wants to work for free. Makes total sense. But unlike before, where that was a fixed in number, 2.5%, 3% in some markets, now that buyer agent commission becomes negotiable as a part of the offer. What did you want to add to that?
I was going to say, to the fact of there will be a new standard, right? Like there will be a new norm for this. The mortgage industry went through the same thing, and it really, it comes to what ultimately happened with the mortgage industry and Dodd-Frank and all that was simply transparency. And that's exactly, and that's what I've kind of explained on the real estate side, where I can add to some of these conversations, is saying like, look, a lot of people, I think a lot of the claims in the way that court case went was, I didn't know I was doing that, or I didn't know I had an option. I didn't know this was negotiable. I thought this was a requirement. Everybody plays dumb when they're in this, in hindsight, right?
Sure.
And so it's just, I think it's gonna be another thing where it'll be a new norm, and it's something that's just simply gonna become more transparent about the way everybody's compensated. And any time there's like a set system for a really long period of time, and that's just how it's done, that always changes, right? So this is just the evolution of the transparency of these real estate transactions.
Makes total sense. And I think that the fact, because we're all waiting to see, okay, well, how's Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and how are they going to respond to this? And so we were waiting, and it's great to see something like this come out.
They played ball. They were, yeah. I mean, they took the side of the agent on it more than anything, and the consumer.
Yeah, and the consumer, because, this is the part that people get mad about, right? Like, I'll post this on YouTube, what I'm about to say, and then in the comments, people will just freak out. But, we have to talk about it, is what we don't know. That's just where I think, like, a lot of agents are, they want to think they have it all figured out. And I'm under the belief that we just don't know, where people say, yeah, this is going to be a non-issue for buyers. Buyers are going to be able to just pay their buyer agent commission, no problem. Buyer agents, and I just don't know if that's going to be the case. I don't know if a buyer who's buying a $500,000 house, $400,000 house, $300,000 house, whatever the case may be, says, sure, Mr. Buyer Agent, I'll just on top of my down payment, my escrow, my prepaids, all that stuff, and I'm going to give you another $10,000 out of my pocket when we show up to closing, no problem. Tell me, what do you think? I mean, you write mortgages for these buyers.
Not in my world. I mean, you know, there's a lot of today's buyers are income rich and savings poor, you know, like that. People are, and especially with the way things are going right now, people are not looking to buy a house and part with an additional 10 grand.
Yeah. You know, that. So that's the part that I just don't know, you know? And so I think that a lot of these agents that are so, they look at it so black and white of like, that's going to be a no-brainer. I don't know. I think that what I said a minute ago will be the new norm, that you put a buyer under contract to say, hey, transparency, you nailed it. Here's how I get compensated. Here's how much I get compensated. That is absolutely negotiable. When I write an offer on your behalf, we're going to ask the seller to pay for that compensation. And so I think that will be the norm. Listing agents will list properties and charge X for whatever it is that they charge. And then when a buyer agent goes and writes an offer, there'll be an addendum that outlines the compensation that they're asking for from the seller. That is what I believe is going to be the new norm. But, you know, again, no one has a crystal ball. I just don't know. Because, yeah, you see it on the buyer's statements all the time. You're having conversations with people around cash due at closing. And it's like always, you know, where are we gonna find these funds? I mean, you're working on the loans, you know, right up until you get your clear to close of like, how are you coming up with this cash? I just don't know if there's going to be a world where, well, we got to add 10,000 to this for Bob.
Yeah. And part of it, you know, from, we do this every day, right? Agents, mortgage guys, like we're just in this thing and we're used to these numbers and all of that. And you can tell, I mean, I have buyers that I will go through and I'll say like, look, you are paying $21,000 in points for this interest rate on this loan. And this is what you want to do. Yes, this is what I want to do. Okay, great. Here's what we do. This is the number. We move forward. We do everything. 100% of the time, as they review their final closing disclosure, they're like, do we really agree to $21,000? Like when you see a big number like that, it's like, yeah, we did do that, but man, that hurts, you know? Like,
yeah.
It does. And so seeing a bigger line item like that, where there's a possibility that it's not required, I think would be a pretty tough pill to swallow. This, what we're seeing right now is what I was predicting was going to happen. They were Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac would make it, would change it as whatever sort of credit they would allow that did not count toward the seller concessions or whatever it might be. And we would change the way that it's disclosed, and it would just bring transparency and the ability to negotiate it more openly, I think.
Yeah. I mean, knowing what you know and writing loans for two decades as you have, I mean, here's another, I guess, question that is, makes people upset. I'm just asking the question. I don't know what's going to happen, but do you think as a result of this, that more buyers, potentially just go directly to the listing agent?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so. I mean, you see it now, right? Like the people that are really out there to get a deal and, you know, where the bottom dollar matters to them the most. Yeah, for sure. They'll do that. I think we'll see that. I think we'll see more of it. I don't know. You don't see a ton of it now. Anytime you start ruffling up the feathers, you start seeing more of that stuff, you know? So I do think that, you'll see more sign calls for that kind of thing.
Yeah, I do too. And the agents that make the argument, well, isn't that dual agency? No, it's not dual agency. We're talking about an unrepresented buyer. So there is no representation for the buyer. And now I think that it's just a great, great time to be a listing agent. And it's a great opportunity for those to shift their model to really focus on listings, because it's kind of like, it's kind of like new construction, where you can get the buyers coming directly to you because you've got the product, right? And so there's additional compensation to be had for a listing agent to go out there and secure a buyer who has no agent whatsoever, because the seller wins, right? It's what the seller wants. So I do believe that those transactions will increase. And again, to your point, we see it right now, I wouldn't say all the time, but we do see it right now without these changes. So why would it not increase? I just think that it will. So anyway, I appreciate you doing this. I think this is a big news. I think this is a big help. And we'll see kind of what happens in July.